Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shedarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about human intervention in nature and our ability to control what's going on. We're going to talk about really interesting things. We'll try and understand what are the forces that nature gives us and how can we use them correctly. Yael, please. Yeah, so looking back, the prehistoric man was an integral part of nature, meaning his entire life depended on the way nature behaves, and he adapted himself. 10,000 years ago, man learned how to grow wheat, and a very big change came. Instead of running around gathering food, man could grow his own food, and since then his ability to manage nature, manipulate it, to feel that he's in control of nature, grew. So he learned how to grow crops, how to cope with pests, how to cultivate land. He learned how to adapt different kinds of foods to different kinds of places. He learned how to develop science, medicine, increase life expectancy. He chopped down forests. He learned how to fertilize and so on and so forth. He created many ecological changes, health changes. And actually, all of us are now experiencing things that people used to think that only God can do. Today, a person is capable of doing those same things that in the past were a kind of wonder of creation. Alongside with it, the degree of man's intervention in nature reached such a degree where the natural mechanism, natural control mechanisms are breaking down. Many ecological systems are falling out of balance, and we're facing mass extinction of different types of animals and species. This is what scientists say. And also, many researches were made in the field of genetics, many kinds of different interventions. I got this from the internet. A woman gave birth to a baby after a uterus transplant. Scientists cloned monkeys with the Dolly technology. There's a new science called epigenetics, which allows you to control heredity that maps not only the gene itself, but the entire system. How does that trait, quality, or ability can be expressed? Barbara Streisand cloned her dog that died this year and created two identical puppies. And we know that the cloning industry is on the rise, especially in pets, but not only. And of course, in the background, there's also the question, is it possible to clone people? And we'll talk about that a bit later. What I'd like to start with is that over time, man developed significant abilities to change nature according to his needs. Like we said, medicine, agriculture, life expectancy, and so on and so forth. And I'd like to start with the question, did man defeat nature? Why defeat? There's a feeling that today, man's in control of nature. If in the past nature controlled man, and man had to adapt himself to nature, then today the feeling is more that man is in control of nature, and there's a feeling that we're beating it, we're defeating it. We understand how it works, and we can control it. All these questions are philosophical questions because it won't help us. By this, we won't change reality, meaning it's impossible to change reality. Man is an egoistic animal, very egoistic, and therefore anything that he can do with himself, with others, in favor, against, doesn't matter how you put it, however his ego navigates him, this is what he's going to do. And so all this talk to limit, to increase, decrease the bad, the good influence of man over the environment, it's only talk. Alongside with it, we do what we're forced to do by our ego, and we'll do it. Let's take a concrete example. A woman that's born without a uterus. She went through a successful uterus transplantation, and as a result, she gave birth to a healthy baby. This entire story, from beginning to end, this is where my question comes from. Is man stronger than nature? Nature created that woman without a uterus. We were able to fix that. I don't know. I know that were I to jump off a 20-meter tree, then you'd crash. Crash. If I take some branch or special rope like monkeys do and jump, then I don't crash. Do I defeat nature by that? It's a question. It's not a question. It's just man and nature. Monkeys, they use nature the same way. So it's not about defeating or being defeated. These concepts are irrelevant. Yeah, we're parts of nature and we operate in it. But man feels that he has the ability to change reality. Whether he ties a rope to a tree and then he doesn't crash, or that later on he develops different things, and what? There's a feeling that he does change something, because if you tie a rope to a tree, you don't change the tree. Maybe you land more softly. But here, we're talking about organ transplantation. It's as if nature said, you won't be able to give birth. This was the original plan of nature. Man intervened. On the other hand, nature allows man to do that. Allows. What do you mean by that? That nature developed us. We have developed within nature, so much so that now we can be more than the natural occurrences taking place before us. What is it about man that allows him to develop all these things? He learns from nature. He has an intellect and emotions truly masterly. That he learns from nature different things, and then he takes examples from nature and makes something of his own out of it. What? It's not the same with a computer. It's not the same with all of our machines. Everything that we've built because we saw such examples in nature and made the same things ourselves. So we have the ability to learn, yeah, and build something more sophisticated. Not more sophisticated, but to make something similar. So you're saying that our only ability is to simulate natural systems. Yeah, there are plenty such things. Artificial heart, kidneys, lungs. We use these things. It's still not that perfect, but it will be. Does man have the ability to do something that he didn't see before? No. How can he know? What do you mean? You said that man looks at nature. He learns and he imitates natural behaviors and creates something in the image of nature, like a heart, a uterus, different processes. There are different geographical processes that we're trying to create. We're trying to change weather, many different things. But do we also have the ability to create something new? What do you mean, something new? How can man know then? How can man know? He has to see an example. All in all, we're learning from where we exist. a lamp or a wheel. It all exists in nature. We can't create anything that doesn't come to mind, and whatever comes to mind is all in all what we see around us. Why was man given this ability to as if design nature, change it, improve it? This is our intellectual development. That by our ego, we want to constantly benefit ourselves more and more. And therefore, we develop these kinds of forces. But why is there such a phenomenon that man intervenes in nature, creation? He doesn't intervene. What do you mean intervenes? I'm not an opportunist. I don't position ourselves opposite to nature, against it, that I fight it, that I do something. So this was done 10,000 years ago when the first farmers started sowing seeds. Tell me, isn't this called man's victory over nature? That he no longer needs to go and look for food, but he really knows when to sow, how. Now he needs different animals, a donkey, an ox. He needs plenty of agricultural tools. So that's victory. Man that develops beyond the animate degree, this is the way he develops, that he doesn't want to be dependent on the previous degree. And this is how it is with each and every species, on each and every level. On man's part, this I understand, that he wants to improve. And what? Doesn't the vegetative defeat the inanimate? And doesn't the animate defeat the vegetative? And man defeats the animate. And he himself is a part of the animate degree. His body belongs to the animate degree. It's all according to the same pattern. So every degree uses the... It's not against. On the contrary, it's the continuity of our evolution. So I want to understand. It seems that man intervenes in nature's orders here. This is what he was born for. Why does nature allow it? Because this is what he was made for. This is what he exists for. Can you explain this? You're saying, why did nature give us the intellectual power to start sowing seeds? Why? No one does it. Animals, they act instinctively. Here, there is no instinct. Here, man was given the intellect to think, how can he provide food for himself so that he won't be dependent on what he's in, where he is. But he wants to determine in advance when will it happen, in what quantities. So there's a difference in the way that man uses or invents new things, which is the human degree, and the lower degrees that you say that actually every degree overpowers the lower degree or uses it. Yeah? And this is how we develop. So, man is supposed to, it's part of his role to change nature? Of course, undoubtedly. Otherwise, what did we get such abilities and desires for? Because sometimes it seems as if man corrects all of nature's flaws. The entire world of medicine is based on that. Meaning that nature gave me some kind of disease, and then man, he creates the corrections, he as if corrects nature, right? Then why corrupt if then we have to correct in order to develop man? So a part of man's developmental process is expressed in his ability to improve things in order to develop man. What develops in man in this process? His intellect and emotions, self-recognition, recognition of nature. It brings him to big questions, great questions. How can he understand? Where is he living? Why? What for? In this development, can we say that, suppose man today, like we gave the example of a woman that was born without a uterus, and after a transplantation, she was able to give birth to healthy children. In this state, can we say that man gradually acquires the same powers of God? I don't know what you mean by God. This word doesn't say anything to me. Nature, by evolution, developed man and developed the female as a creature that has a uterus that can bear life. This is how it is with every animal. But unlike other animals, there is a woman that was born with a flaw. She has no uterus. Nature got confused. Don't say that, as if you understand the intentions behind it. I don't know about intentions. Something's flawed, comes man and corrects it. Man acquires the same powers of nature. In a normal woman, nature creates the uterus. In unnormal cases, man creates the uterus. And what? Nothing, I'm just saying. Suppose I have a field, and this field's dry. And if I bring a hose, and I water the field, then I'm also doing something against nature. Wonders, it's not supposed to be this way. In short, you're not excited by these things. A desert turned into a garden. But I see that you're giving me examples all the time from 10,000 years ago, meaning you're not impressed with today's achievements. I'm very much impressed. I see it as a natural development, and I don't relate anything divine to it. If you can say a few words about this development, for us, it's a dramatic revolution. There's a big difference between watering wheat, which probably was a big revolution back then. It's against nature, so I give an example. And that today you have organ transplantations, we can even clone animals, that the intervention here feels it's the animate body, that this is how it works, and this is how it advances, this is how the animate advances. So, to summarize, what is the purpose, the goal of man's intervention in nature, man's correction of nature? The goal is to bring a person to a state where gradually he gains control over these different situations, but on the other hand, he asks, what for? Whatever man does, he asks, what for? What's the reason? What does it give me? His ego, nonetheless, asks, what will it give me? So I'll live for another 10 or 20 years. So I'll bear offsprings. And what then? And then he starts asking essential questions and really sees that he has no answer for them. So you're saying that a man's intellect and emotions develop, and alongside with it, his questions are becoming deeper and deeper, such that he can't answer. That on the animate level on which he exists, he can't answer. And why is it important for such questions to develop in man? For him to rise above the animate level, that man in this world is considered to be on the animate level. What's the connection between the questions that a person asks and his development? Because no animal asks, what am I living for? And man, after he develops on the higher levels, higher degrees, where he really more or less gains control over his life and he knows how to live, not eternally, but pretty significantly, where he doesn't have to care all the time, be concerned with his day-to-day life, starving to death or dying of cold or something, his survival. Yeah. So he's asking, what am I living for? Precisely when he has all these good things, where as if he doesn't need anything on the animate level, then he starts asking about the human level. Why? What for? And here, he has no answers, and These are questions that he feels that he has to answer, because these questions, they erase his entire existence, his entire life. Why get a uterus transplantation, have children, live, invent things? What for? If I don't know, what is it all for? Previously you said that man learns from nature. He looks at nature. Everything that we know, all of our knowledge, comes from nature. What I'm trying to understand is, when we look at nature and we learn different things and do different things, and today the examples that I gave you are from the top of scientific development. Like a woman that couldn't and now can give birth to children. I see that you're not impressed with it. Are there things on the horizon that we're gonna look at in nature and do them, and you will consider that this is exciting, innovative? I don't know. I'm not imagining these things on the corporeal, animate level. The things that we can do. So we'll live for as long as we want. What next? It's going to be a curse, not a blessing. Man has a feeling that there are divine parts in him. I don't know, you know God, and you're saying that this is how we are. I don't know him, and I don't see anything about me that resembles him. What I'm asking about is that on the most basic level, okay, we have things like being able to bear children where previously we couldn't. But when you can clone people, I don't understand what you mean by being able to bear children. There are two levels. It's the most primitive thing. On all living levels, even in seeds, you have continuity. So this is where the question comes from. In living creatures, and certainly in human beings, is there a certain divine part that knows how to create things anew? Why divine? I don't understand why you're saying divine. It's nature, and that's it. Why divine? Meaning that there's a force in this world that gives birth, that creates, and makes, creates, and it exists in the inanimate, in the vegetative, in the animate, and also in people. It exists, and so when we relate to God, we're relating to someone who created existence from absence. He created nature, the world. Let's say nature, not God, but he created everything that we have here. This ability to create things, do we possess the same ability? It's not creation. It's imitating nature. What is creation then? Creation, bria in Hebrew, comes from the word bar, meaning outside of. Something that didn't exist in any way, didn't exist at all. But if a male and female mate and give birth to someone, does it mean that we're a part of the Creator? That we're creating someone here? Or animals do the same? Or seeds? I don't understand. What are we talking about? Man's desire to create new things, to develop, to leave an imprint, to become like God. I don't want to hear this word, becoming like God. Man doesn't know who that is, and he has nothing to become like, to resemble. Why talk about it? It's completely irrelevant to science, wisdom, our life. And even if we're talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah, there you have the matter of the soul, that also a person doesn't understand what that is. There is nothing about our life that we can say that this is similar to God. Who is God then? I don't know. I don't know him. You know him. You're saying that we're doing something that resembles him. I have a question. On the first minutes of our show, you said that nature allows man to develop his intellect and emotions. Yeah? What does it mean that it allows, that nature allows? Develops it in us. We all came from the inanimate. We developed into the vegetative, animate, the speaking. And also now we're developing all the time. On the speaking degree, on the human level, in this world, where the difference between us and suppose monkeys is that we develop. In each and every generation, every few dozens of years, we look completely different. Is there a limit to man's development? To this development, no. What do you mean by limit? We're developing. We'll develop more and more things. But if we're talking according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, then there, yes, we have the ability to develop, but it's something completely different. It's not a natural kind of development. What kind of development then? That in us we're starting to feel an additional deficiency, which is a godly part from above, and it's not something natural. This deficiency is to reach the attribute, the quality of bestowal. What is the quality of bestowal? The quality of bestowal is that instead of all the time being a receiver and gaining and succeeding at the expense of everyone, instead of that, I start thinking, how can I be the giver? The very opposite. And then, by that, I acquire a different approach to life, to human beings, to everyone. So we have 1 minute left. I'll summarize what I understand. You're saying that all of our mental abilities that are developing in man, and we see that in genetics, in medicine, in 1,000 different realms, it's just imitating nature. That we look at nature and we imitate what we see, and only. Man can't do anything without seeing an example that he sees in nature. Yeah. And this is where all of our inventions come from. Yeah. And maybe this will go and grow and will become smarter and invent more and more things. Yeah. But beyond all this, there is a development on a completely different level, which is man's attitude towards everything outside of him that has to invert from being a creature that receives and absorbs everything to an attitude of a creature that's in bestowal and that emits outwards. This development, it's a different level of development. This is the last question. It's a different level than developing our abilities. It's completely disconnected from our entire previous development. And what is it supposed to lead us to? To becoming a new creature. A new creature. Yeah. The birth of a new creature. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. You left us very curious. We'll get back to you on this. Till next time, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. All the best.